Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Pat Kelly, the president of Synergy Flooring and also the chairman of the FCICA, which is the Floor Covering Installation Contractors Association. Pat, how you doing?
Kemp, I'm doing fantastic today down in beautiful Orlando, Florida.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to you about what's been going on down there. This is the second year that the CFI and the FCICA have gotten together and met down in Orlando. I think there's roughly around 350 people there. The keynote that today was Jeff Gordon, who's the executive director with Fuse. And you also spoke as the chairman of the FCICA. Fill us in on some of the highlights there.
Let me just start with yesterday. In fact, we had a terrific golf tournament yesterday. We had over 80 golfers that all enjoyed the networking with each other on your typical hot Florida day. And then we had a terrific reception last night that was hosted by Mohawk. We kicked things off early this morning. We had over 350 in the big room. Everybody excited about being together for our second time, just building on the success we had last year of CFI and FCICA getting together. Myself and Steve Abernathy with CFI both gave overviews and recaps of both of our associations and some of the exciting things that we've been doing the past year. Both organizations continue to grow and collaborate with each other, with, of course, FCICA primarily focused on the contractor and our SIM program, our Certified Installation Manager program, which has continued to gain speed and traction in the marketplace. We have, over 300, active SIMs right now. I think there's 500 total that have gone through the program. That is a unique project management certification for our commercial contractors. Steve was excited to share all the successes and the growth of CFI and how we work together and complement each other. Then Jeff Gordon delivered a fantastic keynote review around the keys for a commercial flooring contractor and being successful in today's challenging environment. So he went through, I want to say it's 11 or 12 key points. There's a lot of interest in the groundwork that he was laying out for everybody to follow. And in fact, I look forward to taking that and reviewing that with my team when I get back. I'm here at the show with my two sons, Mike and Gray, who thoroughly enjoyed that keynote. That was a really busy, fun morning. And now that just segued right into some great education sessions that our key suppliers have been putting on, dealing with technology, dealing with flooring products. Had a meeting with the women's group, Wi-Fi. It's been a busy, full day. Ending with a trade show. We have close to 70 suppliers that are here, which is a big increase even from last year. With a lot of energy and excitement going on in Orlando at the Rosen Hotel.
So the trade show's going on right now.
I can't think of anyone that was here last year that did not come back. And then we had additional, I think, a dozen more suppliers that came this year. It's exciting to see the technology companies continue to come to our events and update us on all the new technologies that are in the industry today, which is also helping us do our jobs better, faster, safer, and attract good talent, to our companies. Right. There's some good synergy going on here in Orlando.
You mentioned synergy. Segue, Synergy Flooring is the name of your day job. You actually are a commercial contractor. You and your two sons work at Synergy. And a little bit more background on you. You actually spent 27 years at Millikan, and you're a University of Georgia grad. Yeah. And for the last 15 years, you've been president of Synergy in Kennesaw, Georgia. What kind of work do you do at Synergy?
I would describe Synergy Flooring as a specialty commercial flooring contractor in that we primarily service national accounts around the country, providing services and products in the retail sector, hospitality, government, and retail banking. So those are our key we're focused on with probably could be up to 80% of our business actually being outside the state of Georgia. But Kennesaw and Atlanta is our home base, and we have a great team there that works out of Atlanta. Yeah, certainly a graduate of Georgia, which we're still licking our wounds from what happened Saturday night against Alabama. Hopefully we'll have a chance to redeem ourselves there.
You almost got there in the fourth quarter, right?
Almost isn't good enough, is it? So we'll hopefully be able to correct that. And then we come down here and we're struggling with the Braves. So who knows? Who knows what the Braves are going to do as they headed out west to play San Diego? I know we didn't win last night, but maybe tonight We're big Braves fans. Our business is real close to Truist Park.
Back to business for a second. You say you offer a national program. Mm-hmm. Being part of Fuse is a big part of being able to do that, right?
Being part of Fuse, being part of FCICA, our contacts mm-hmm. with CFI, because one of the key challenges is providing local services
right.
around the country. You know, with the years I've had in the industry and also with the years that I've had in developing and building out the network the past 15 years, we've just developed a really good network, and I use our contacts through Fuse, FCICA, Commercial USA as well, Starnet, and we have a lot of good friends at Starnet. It's a small industry, and I have a lot of good friends that have helped me out over the years, and I certainly appreciate all of that.
Well, Pat, you're the epitome of this industry is family-run organizations, and it's, I guess it's pretty neat to be able to work with your sons, isn't it?
Oh, it's exciting. It's not work. You know, it absolutely is not. Anytime you can enjoy what you're doing every day and be with your sons or your daughters, there's nothing better. So I don't see it as work one single day. We have a great time doing what we do. That's why we're also very selective about our customers and who we work with, because we're still a relatively small, I'll say, commercial flooring contractor purposely, so that we can stay flexible mm-hmm. and provide customized white glove service to our clients.
All right, Pat. Well, I appreciate you giving us an update on what happened today in Orlando at this meeting and telling us a little bit about your business. Again, been talking to Pat Kelly, the president of Synergy Flooring and also the chairman of the FCICA. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.